Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council and the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane have joined together to urge people on both sides of the border to stay local and adhere to COVID restrictions. A Donegal doctor fears the reopening of the hospitality sector in Northern Ireland in the coming weeks will lead to a surge in COVID cases in border counties. A Donegal councillor says housing action groups need to be formed in every county in the country to ensure that social housing provision isn't privatised. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says the opposition shouldn't be so ideological when it comes to housing. And the Finance Minister confirms he will have no role in banks' decisions on MICA. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday beg, on Noch the Gwing, Le Cullum Ferreter. But we begin with that joint statement issued this afternoon by the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council and the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. Rina Donaghy and Brian Tierney joined together to urge people on both sides of the border to stay local and adhere to COVID restrictions. The message comes with the weather set to improve over the weekend and various restrictions being lifted north of the border. The two councillors say with figures for COVID-19 still relatively high in both council areas, it's imperative that people don't become complacent. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
The two civic leaders have urged people in Donegal, Derry and Strabane to adhere to the guidelines introduced by the respective governments on both sides of the border. Mayor Tierney says restrictions are being lifted at different stages on both sides of the border and the rollout of the vaccination programmes are at varying levels. Therefore, he says it's imperative that the public continue to follow the public health guidance by staying local and adhering to social distancing guidance. Councillor Donaghy is appealing to people of the North West to be responsible at this critical juncture, saying it's important that we continue with small, cautious steps so that we can look forward to positive and better times ahead. In their joint statement, the two say they fully understand how difficult the past year has been for everyone. We have been separated from our loved ones, prevented from paying our respects to our dead, and restrictions placed on our social interactions. Unfortunately, they conclude, the rate of infection in both council areas continues to cause concern.
88 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland in the past 24 hours with one additional COVID-related death. There were 64 patients being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, seven of them in intensive care. Last night at Letterkenny University Hospital, 11 people being treated for COVID, three of them in ICU. Well, a Donegal doctor fears the reopening of the hospitality sector in Northern Ireland will lead to a surge in COVID cases in border counties. Hairdressers and beauty salons opened north of the border today. Several salons in the north saying they've had an increase in bookings from the Republic. Hospitality is set to reopen on a phased basis north of the border in the coming weeks. Well, Dr. Dennis McCauley, who chairs the GP committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, says figures in Derry and Strabane show a surge in the virus in the under 40s. And he says that's filtering into North Donegal. On this morning's 9 till noon show, he told Greg Hughes he anticipates an increase in COVID cases in the week ahead.
We're about to have a very important event in Northern Ireland soon. Not getting your hair cut, but when the hospitality opens in Northern Ireland, and that'll happen all around the border, all of a sudden, all of the border counties will have a Donegal effect when the hospitality service is open. Unfortunately, very quickly, I think all of the cross-border counties, both north and south, are probably going to have a disproportionate rate of COVID within the next few weeks.
Well, the European Medicines Agency has released the findings of its interim assessment of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. It's reiterated its view that the benefits of using the vaccine outweigh the risks. Head of Data Analytics at the EMA, Peter Arnott, says the evidence is clear that the use of AstraZeneca prevents hospitalizations and deaths.
The vaccines in all scenarios prevent hospitalizations, prevent admission to intensive care units, prevent deaths. Those benefits increase with age. Those benefits increase with higher infection rates.
Other news this evening, and Donegal councillor says housing action groups need to be formed in every county of the Republic to ensure that social housing provision isn't privatised. Councillor Micheál Colomagla-Aspach says he's long argued that councillors should have more say and more housing construction should be done at local authority level. However, he fears government policy is going in the absolute opposite direction. Councillor Micheál-Aspach was speaking as it was confirmed that keys to seven social housing units are to be handed over to Donegal County Council in the west of the county in the coming days.
Very encouraging news to see now in Pulcarra that we have 7 units, 1 5-bedroom, 2 3-bedroom, and 4 apartments of 2-bedroom, which are very badly needed. But that all said, I have been asking for housing construction for a long time to start coming to our municipal district meetings so we can ask the hard questions and look to put it in place, along with the other councillors, what's the needs within the community long term. And unfortunately, the council in Lifford and senior management, I felt, have been dismissive of this need. Now, there's a bigger concern that affects us right through the 26 counties. Is this possible move towards making a single utility of housing similar to what we have in Irish Water?
Your ultimate fear is that effectively the provision of social housing in this country becomes a privatised business, and councillors and local authorities no longer have a say or input.
Yeah, and this is huge concern that we move to privatisation. We see with Irish Water that they started slowly privatising parts of the service already. We see other state bodies like that, the ESB, who are moving towards it as well. This should solely be in the hands of local authorities. The people on the ground are best served to know what is needed within the local area. And I think what has to happen is that there has to be a massive big movement from the community in relation to this year. There has to be maybe housing action committees set up right across the whole 26 counties to oppose this.
Councillor Micheál Cullen-McGlaspig there. Well, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar says the opposition shouldn't be so ideological when it comes to housing. He says he doesn't believe that banning investment firms from buying up large amounts of new houses is the right way to go. The Social Democrats are calling for international investment in residential property to be banned. It comes as 95% of new apartments in 2019 were bought by companies. But Tánaiste Leo Varadkar says they do have a place in the market.
I just don't think we should be so ideological, absolute about this. It should never be about banning types of housing or banning types of housing investment. We need lots more housing, all types, and we need investment, public and private.
Well, the Finance Minister has confirmed that he'll have no role in any decision made by banks to assist mica-affected homeowners. There have been repeated calls for banks to help meet with the 10% contribution required under the mica redress scheme. The issue was raised in the Shannon again this morning by Senator Victor Boyum. He told the Shannon that for homeowners, that is a very hard pill to swallow.
I recognise the Minister can't interfere in the commercial viability and independence of the banks, but that's very hard to sell and swallow when you're outside in trouble with your house in bits on the ground and falling down. It's very hard to accept that we as major, the state, having a major role in these banks. We've paid the price as citizens in this country to support these banks, and it made sense to do so. But when you're in a house that's crumbling down in front of your eyes, and the minister says, and the government say they can do nothing. Really, it's a scheme of last resort. I think we have to talk about supporting people. These are about homes. Your minister, your former minister, Michael Ring, has a strong record on this and has made a number of promises on this. And I think it's important that there's some synergy and commonality about our approach across this house. So really, just to wrap up and say, I'd ask the minister just to keep it under review, because this issue isn't going away. There are citizens and they're desperate and they need our support.
Two men have been arrested in connection with the attempted murder of a part-time police officer in County Derry earlier this week. On Monday, a viable device was found beside the young mother's car on the Ballyquin Road in Dungiven. This morning, a 36-year-old man was detained in the Lettershandoni area. A 26-year-old was arrested in Creggan. Both are being held at the Musgrave Crime Suite in Belfast. Police suspect the new IRA was behind the plot. Joe Biden's first foreign trip as US president will see him visit England and then Belgium in June. He'll attend a meeting of the G7, the world's richest nations, in Cornwall, hosted by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He'll then travel to Brussels for talks with EU leaders and a NATO summit. There's been an escalation in demand for domestic violence support services in Donegal. Figures have shown that people in the county availing of domestic violence support services increased almost threefold during the pandemic. Go Purple Day, an initiative between Gardaí, the Donegal Women's Centre, Donegal Domestic Violence Service, Lifeline in Leashon, and the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre has been taking place today. It aims to promote and support domestic violence services. Mary Doherty is the manager of Lifeline in Leashon.
I think because of the further isolation with the pandemic, it seems to highlight it more. It escalates the whole abuse. Last year, we had supported 18 women between January and March. This March, there have been 30. The counselling for women last year was 4. The counselling for women this year, this is each week now, I'm not talking about for the counselling. There are 10 people attending adult counselling. And last year we had counselling for children, and from January to March, there was 4. This year, there are 9.
Meanwhile, Dr. Marie Hainsworth, the manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service, says the absence of community support in lockdown has resulted in people struggling to seek help.
Normally what's happened is women have put up with this by, you know, making advantage of, you know, when he's at work or they're taking the kids to school or they're going out into the community and doing things. When all of those support structures have been removed, which effectively has happened during the pandemic, even going out to the hairdressers and having someone to talk to, or, you know, being able to connect with, you know, the local people in the shop, all of that support has been removed. So now you're faced with, you know, you're waiting for situations where they have no option. It's the guards, it's ourselves. There's nobody else really that they feel they can access. So, you know, suddenly we're getting an influx of people that really would probably have gone through, say, a community support structure first, or maybe spent a lot longer talking to people that they consider to be their peers and friends. So it's a huge stress on them to come to a service where they don't know anybody, like they're completely putting themselves and their relationship out there.
And that was Dr. Marie Hainsworth there of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service. Both of those speaking on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes this morning. Remember, the whole of the 9 till noon show is podcast on our website, highlandradio.com, and you can listen back to that whole discussion and indeed to the rest of the programme. It's emerged that the Susie Grant has been withdrawn mid-term from a number of Donegal students. A total of 2,050 students across the country have lost their grants, 78 of them in Donegal. In some instances, students are being asked to repay some of the grant. Donegal, in through Representative Mary T. Sweeney, says that's unfair and she wants the whole system to be reformed.
What's happened is that there's over 2,050 students in total across the state have had their SUSE funding withdrawn midstream, and 78 of those were from across Donegal. Ridiculous that SUSE has withdrawn midterm students' grants. And now some of them have been asked to repay them. There's over 235 who've got requests from SUSE to have that money repaid, which has already been paid into the universities and colleges.
And indeed, this is a horribly difficult situation for these students affected now.
Unbelievably cruel. Where are these students going to find money to repay what has been an error on SUSE's part in many situations here? SUSE obviously needs reform, root and branch. In some way, it has misled the people by giving them the grants. And then when they've started the university term, they've started colleges, and then mid-term being told, oh, sorry, we've made a mistake, you need to pay that back again. Unbelievably cruel.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. Shop 24/7 with nationwide next-day delivery.
5:15, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Finn Harps back in action tonight. They're taking on one of the leading trio in St Patrick's Athletic at Finn Park this evening. The match gets underway right about 30 minutes time. Let's go to Finn Park in Balbafay to set the scene and get some team news. Jermot Doherty's there for Highland Radio Sport. Jermot.
Yeah, good evening, Oisín. Welcome along to Finn Park in Balbafay. It's been a busy week for Harps. They were in action in Sligo on Saturday night and then away to Longford Town on Tuesday night, and a first home fixture in this busy run of games here tonight against St. Pat's, as you say. An interesting team news, certainly from a Harps perspective, Oisín, because there's a first team debut for Johnny Dunleavy, who has signed for the club. Now, that one was kept under the radar, no doubt about that. We had heard suggestions that Dunleavy may have been departing Sligo Rovers, and Finn Harps could have been an option for him, but certainly Ollie Horgan wasn't saying anything on the record on that front. But he's named in the starting 11 tonight. Remember, on Tuesday night down in Longford, Shane McAleenie was forced off in the early stages of the game, and his replacement was Stephen Folan. Folan is in from the start tonight as well. So just where Dunleavy's going to play in this starting 11, we'll wait and see. I'm just looking down through the team sheet. Kosovar Siddiqui is in there, Dave Webster, Johnny Dunleavy, Stephen Folan. So perhaps that might well be the back four. I'm just seeing, as Ethan Boyle in there. I've literally only been handed this team sheet, so no Ethan Boyle that I see either. So perhaps Dunleavy would go in at right back. Anyway, we'll wait and see on that. The other change tonight for Harps is Ryan Shanley. He will start for the first time for Finn Harps. He's the striker that's on loan from Hibs, and he replaces Adam Foley, who drops down to the bench. Otherwise, early, so from what I'm looking at here, I'm not too sure if there are any other changes. Literally just been handed this, Dashing, so I'm just thinking on my feet here. Anyway, St. Pat's coming into this one on the back of a good result of their own. They beat Waterford on Tuesday night by 1-0. Plenty of familiar faces in there at starting 11. They're very strong. I think they may have rested even a couple of players on Tuesday night for the Waterford game and still managed to win that one. But they come here tonight with the likes of John Mountney, former Dundalk player, in their side. Ian Birmingham will captain the team from left back. He's a good player. Sam Boney in there as well. Chris Forrester, the former Peterborough United player. Ronan Coughlin. So players with no end of experience at League of Ireland level. And, well, can Harps deliver what would be a first defeat of the season for St. Pat's, who, as you said, come into this game leading the way in the Premier Division, along with Sligo Rovers and Shamrock Rovers, the three sides leading the way at the top of the table, all on 14 points. And then Harps tucked in behind on 11 points. It's been a good start to the season for Ollie Horgan's side. Can they keep that good start going tonight? We'll wait and see. Kick-off is at 5:45.
And there's, of course, live coverage. First half updates from 5:45, and the second half live just after the 7 o'clock news. But obviously the big news there coming from Finn Park. Johnny Dunleavy playing with Finn Harps. He's moved from Sligo Rovers and is set to line out under Ollie Horgan this evening for that one. Tonight's other game is Shamrock Rovers against Bohemians. That starts at 7:45 in the Premier Division. Huge Dublin derby clash there. Meanwhile, new Derry City manager Rory Higgins has taken up the reins at the Brandywell on a 3.5-year term as he looks to take the Candy Stripes away from the bottom of the Premier Division table. Higgins, who replaces Declan Devine, has brought in Raf Cratero to the coaching staff at the Brandywell. Derry are without a victory this season, and Higgins' first game in charge is away to Sligo Rovers on Saturday evening.
It is going to be a tough start. We're going to try and galvanise the players today, get a smile back on their face. It's the first time a lot of the young players have lost a manager, so that's the first thing. Get a smile back on their face, get a spring in their step. Make training as lively as possible, and there's no reason why we can't go to Sligo and pick up 3 points. That's the objective, and we'll do everything we can to do that.
So Derry moving quickly to replace Declan Devine. Rory Higgins back in charge of Derry now, back at the club. Derry chairman Philip O'Doherty feels they have got a winner in Higgins.
I think it's early enough in the season to give Rory a chance. It's not ideal, bottom of the league. The transfer windows are closed at the minute, so it is difficult, but we think we've got the right man to get us, first of all, out of this relegation dogfight that we're in after six games, and get us hopefully up, making some sort of progress towards the top. Getting towards the middle maybe initially, and then getting towards the top. But it's a 3.5-year contract, so it's a long-term commitment to this man. I'm delighted to get him. I think he's a winner, and we need a winner on the club if we're going to get success the way we used to have.
Elsewhere, football-wise, tonight in the Irish Premiership, Glentoran, who are second on the table, face fourth place Larne. Cross Channel, Arsenal and Everton are both looking to breathe new life into their dwindling European hopes. They meet at the Emirates Stadium. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. It has been confirmed that Dublin will not be hosting any Euro 2020 games this summer, as they cannot guarantee 25% ground capacity. The three Group E matches will now be held in St. Petersburg, while Wembley will host the last 16 tie that was supposed to be played at Lansdowne Road. In swimming, Mona McSharry broke her own Irish record in the 200-metre breaststroke this morning at the Irish National Team Trials, but was just short of the Olympic qualifying time. She will have another go at the 200 in the semi-finals this evening. Mona has already qualified for Tokyo in the 100-metre breaststroke. And the Ulster Council, CCC, have confirmed the fixture schedule for the 2021 Ulster Senior Football Championship. The actual date and time still have to be determined, but the provincial body have released the weekends that the various rounds will take place. Donegal will play the preliminary round tie against Down on the last weekend of June. If Declan Bonner's side overcome Down at Park Eslart, they will meet Rory Gallagher's Derry 2 weeks later, which is the 10th and 11th of July, in the quarter-final at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Sinead Sport Donal, Bemo Jarash, Arisa Mora, Egad the Hocklug.
Gramahagath Oshin Agusanish, Anocht, Alev, Ek, Colum Ferreter.
Shewer Mahasa Colum Ferreter in Chotla, Na Preep Skelty, Ta Thorlinchi, COVID and EJ, the Arnil Nagalashi Gilig, a Shulta and you, Is er locht siúrta na gálaistí gíliga agus ar hailí cailíha gealtachta a chorin láistín ar fáil dan na scálarí a tán na trórlínsí díríha. Seolhar coip dan na trórlínsí chuig locht siúrta ga cálaistí gíliga tá ahanta fuin chóras agus fuig scach grúpa na gálaistí saurí Concos. Jireir coniúla ha fúilai is jir lefel a hengudí a cúig a chorthí chóran leis an lín na smó scálarí a bheith sanán fanachta ar láhar a wain sa chas go ró cúrsí in an dolarai an saurú seo. Tá chuirh a thuirt de gach cholas de géalaige a aithnita frin chóras teile a bhhain do god se animniu chun freastal ar cruinniú ar líne, agus tá chuirh a thuirt tuairimí a chur an uail faoi na trúirlínsí leis an chuigne an rinn fríd ríomhfoist. Ráctal thar cruinniú faoin ábhar le scáthgrúpa na gálaistí saurú ar an séol las fí sin dilún seo thugainn. Cartar fáilte roimhe an fógra go mé muoiniú de chud 1.8 milliún euro curtha ar fáil de Athharbert Cúin áilt an chorainn, déanthar foragnamh críomhfort farantóireachta a thógáil, foragnamh fintríochta chomh maith le hibrithe infrastructúr a chuirí gríoch. Tá fáilte curtha i conradh na Gaeilge roimhe bhunú Mhol Lárnach Aistrithán mar a bhí gealta sa chóintú ré nua chur chuige nua a nuri. Is infrastructúr Aistrithán atá sa bhol uair a bheith ag freastal ar iritas ar Aistrithán a bheith ar fáil fásta don na rannaí réaltas do chólachtaí poblí agus chóirlí eitiúla ó thuaí. Agus tá cuairsa nua Gaeilge curtha ar fáil ag an ETB chun an áil, tífa sin ag obair san airneáil idirthis, bé an cuairsa seo a tholaithir ar líne, agus glacthair le hiarratas ó eitiúbíar fod na tíre. Reáchtal thar scrúdú dá ranfhartithe an cuairsa san ara don bhliain se thugainn. Teiliú eolas ag TEG.ie. Sin mo thuid se eile go léir, slán agus bannach.
Garam hagus chalam hagus anish on I'm sure staying dry and bright this evening with some hazy sunshine. Winds light to moderate southeasterly in direction. It'll stay dry tonight with long clear spells. Lowest temperatures 0 to 5 degrees Celsius, staying coolest inland with a slight grass frost and the possibility of some pockets of mist forming overnight. Tomorrow will be a dry and bright day with some good sunny spells. Highest afternoon temperatures hitting 13 to 17 degrees Celsius tomorrow, staying warmest in western parts of the region. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council and the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane have joined together to urge people on both sides of the border to stay local and adhere to COVID restrictions. Councillors Rena Donaghy and Brian Tierney say with COVID-19 figures still relatively high in both council areas, it's imperative that people don't become complacent. 88 people, meanwhile, testing positive for coronavirus north of the border in the past 24 hours. The European Medicines Agency has released the findings of its interim assessment of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. It's reiterated its view that the benefits of using the vaccine outweigh the risks. Its head of data analytics says it's clear the use of AstraZeneca prevents hospitalisations and deaths. And Donegal Councillor Micheál Colmgála-Osbach says housing action groups should be formed in every county to ensure social housing isn't privatised. We're back at six. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening. The death has occurred of Ethna Renshaw, née Heron, Kilrain, Glenties. Her remains will repose at McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardragh, tomorrow evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, going to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, the Donegal Hospice, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director, Ardragh. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Mark Walkup, 5 Folliard Road, Sion Mills. House and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Sheila Doherty, the Quay, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv, St. Peter's Church, Milford. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Patrick Paddy Gallagher, late of 18, Northland Crescent, Derry, formerly of Eglinton Place and Listclune Drive. In line with government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and friends only, please. Family and friends welcome to pay their respects at the McLafferty Funeral Home until 7 o'clock this evening. Patrick's funeral cortege will leave his late home at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Patrick's funeral mass will be streamed live at 11 via churchservices.tv/Derry St Eugene's. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred in Mansfield, England, of Manus Boyle. His remains are returning from England today to arrive in St Columba's Church, Dromahol, for 6 o'clock. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Eamon McBride, Rana Fast. House strictly private, please. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery, Gwydor. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted.